consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Hello, my loves. Welcome to another incredible episode. It's Rosalind here. I am so excited about our episode today. This is for you if you are feeling stuck, maybe that inner conflict, or you're feeling confused about your vision, your path to where you want to go. You're unclear, we're going to support you in getting more clarity and really creating your life by design. So if you are over the hustle culture and ready to find a way to reach your goals that aligns and feels good to you, and you're ready to really get off that hamster wheel and, you know, really, really get unstuck and move forward in your life, in your business, or if you found yourself falling short in some areas of your life, you know, oftentimes as we're creating something for ourselves, some part of us we sacrifice, whether that's our relationship, our health, often maybe it's that, I'll say, unbalance of life. So we've got a really amazing episode with you today with one of my soulmate clients, Marcy Dunfree, from my Soul Ascension Business Academy, which is my one-year group and one-on-one hybrid program. And I am so excited. Those of you who are like, you know what, I want to change 2023, definitely get on a call with me. Let's chat. If you're a life or business, life or spiritual coach, but you could be a business coach too. Absolutely. I mean, Marcy is as well. And you're really wanting to turn it up with your clients flow, your money flow, your messaging, your visibility with that next level, bold and unapologetic. I'd love to chat on an exploration call. So you can go to www.electrifymybusiness.com and book yourself in. All right, my loves, let me tell you about Marcy. You are in for a treat. She is one of my now soul sisters. It's been awesome to have Marcy in my container for, I think it's been about 4 months now. Hey, love? And this is really cool. She kind of came into my field, and normally you have a typical like process to come in. Actually, we'll talk a little bit about that after I do a formal introduction of her so that you have a sense of this magical being. Marcy is a soul-led life and business coach, guiding women who are stuck and conflicted in their current roles to gain deep trust in themselves and create inspired action forward with clarity and self-connection. With over 9 years coaching experience in sales and marketing, Marcy noticed the hundreds of women she was mentoring come up with blocks beyond the strategies. Something more was holding them back from achieving their full potential. Now, during this time, and I'm actually going to get Marcy to tell her story, but she's gone through a devastating divorce, leading her to a path of self-growth and understanding. Through this growth journey, she found herself yearning for more and unfulfilled in her career, deeply desiring renewed energy and purpose in her life, but stuck and stagnant for years. Does this sound familiar to any of you? Her life on autopilot in the comfort and monotony she had grown accustomed to. It wasn't until the sudden loss of her brother, when a profound spiritual experience finally helped her understand the time is now to take action and find joy daily. So now Marcy helps her clients realize that you don't have to give up on all you've worked for to find fulfillment. You can start where you are with what you have, and we came up with this term, MacGyver your life. Marcy now lives her dream life in Mexico with her gorgeous son. I've got my earrings on from Mexico. So welcome, Marcy. I'm so happy to have you here, love.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that introduction. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, it's going to be such a juicy conversation. And, you know, I'd really love for you to share a little bit more about who you are, you know, from your personal story and just how you got to be who you are today and be doing what you do.
Yeah. So, like you mentioned, you know, I was moving through a really difficult divorce. You know, and really coming up with a lot of challenges during that time and feeling really confused myself, like, how did I get here? You know, how did I get to this place? And not really knowing what my life was going to look like. You know, it was a moment of grieving what I thought my life was going to be. You know, it wasn't just losing the relationship and the love there, the family unit, but it was also grieving what I thought my life was going to be and what it was going to look like for me, because that was no longer the case. And so in a very, I guess, natural way, I found myself, you know, seeking answers kind of, and seeking out answers outside of myself, you know, reading lots of self-help books, starting on this personal development journey. And eventually found myself working with a wonderful healer. She completely helped me open up and understand myself and to find those answers within myself. And so a huge part of my process was actually to stop looking for all of the answers outside of myself and to actually learn how to find them and listen to them and tune into them from myself, from inside. And so that's been a huge part of the work that I've done personally and that I do with my clients and in my programs. During this time, hey, Jennifer, during this time, I was, you know, like actually killing it in my career, to be honest. Like I was like in this flow, my business was growing so exponentially. And then, you know, life happened. And here I am, over 9 years into that career. And I found myself over the last few years, and especially with COVID, right? Like I found myself really lacking inspiration in my day-to-day, like really feeling unfulfilled in my career, even though I had built it to a place where it was supporting me and was really great, right? But there was something still there that was off. And
now, so can I go deeper with you around that? So
sure.
You could just like describe that as if you were there, you know, you wake up, you know, what does that like, walk us through what that sense of unfulfillment looked like. What did it look like, feel like it looked like behaviorally?
You know, it was a complete lack of connection with myself and with the people that I was working with, specifically women. And even in my family dynamic, you know, I was really lacking energy. Like I would wake up and just like, I don't even remember how I spent my days. Like, what was I doing? Right. Because it was just like a big blur. There was no passion. There was no excitement, no energy. And in my career and in my personal life, to be honest, it felt like I was kind of just going through the motions. You know, in my head, I was telling myself I'm doing all of the things, but there was no energy to back it up. So nothing was moving forward. Nothing was happening.
I'm hearing you lacking the passion.
Oh yeah. Major.
At this time, were you living in Calgary?
Yes, I was living in Calgary. Yeah.
Okay. So those of you who are wondering where Calgary is, it's in Alberta, Canada.
Yeah. So yeah, that was, you know, a couple years to be honest, but because I had, you know, built my business to a place where it was really financially comfortable. And I didn't really need to make any shifts or moves. Like my life was really cozy and cushy, like if I'm being completely honest.
You were making money too.
You know, I was multiple six figures for a very long time. And, you know, that was amazing. And there was like that little voice inside of me that was like, Marcy, you're meant for more. Like, there's more available to you than this comfort zone that you're living in. Like, yes, this is great, you know, and you're meant for more. There's something more out there for you. And so I always had that in the back of my, in my mind. I say mind, but it was really in my heart, right? Like, I always felt in my heart space that I had unique gifts and abilities that weren't being tapped into. And so I was limiting myself in the version of my life that I was staying stuck in. And so, you know, then my brother passed away unexpectedly, and it was a huge wake-up call. And I had a beautiful experience in his passing that I will just cherish forever. And in this experience, I realized, and he said to me, Marce, it's time to go do the thing you say you want to do.
Yeah.
It's time. Like, no more living in this limited, passionless version of yourself. No more living this boring, monotonous, you know, same day over and over again. Like, it's time, Marce. Mm-hmm. Go do the thing. You got this. And so I did. And I ended up at the Psycho-Spiritual Institute, where I became a certified psychosynthesis life coach, which is a combination of psychology and spirituality. So for me, it was the perfect blend, because I have a great connection to spirit and myself. And I also want to know, like, the psychology part of things. And I want to have a grounded spiritual experience. So this is what I love sharing with my clients and my one-on-one coaching and my group programs with my friends and family. And that's where I am and how I met you.
Oh, so good. Thank you for sharing all of that. You know, and you do speak a lot about, at least in your, you have your own show as well on Instagram. Please, like, you guys need to follow Marcy.Dunphy. D-U-N-P-H-Y. She's got an incredible show, and you can share a little bit more about your show, but you speak as well a lot about how, like, I really admire your relationship. Mm-hmm. Even though your brother's crossed over, but you have this deep connection with him in this 3D world. You had it, and now in the 5D and beyond world. And it's just touches and moves me so much. Can you speak more to that relationship? Because I feel like it had such a profound impact on you that it moved you from unstuck and just wake the F up.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to preface this also with the fact that you don't need to have a huge catalytic life experience like this or traumatic events. Like, it doesn't have to be some major thing that catapults you into living your life by design. It can be the slightest, smallest thing. But for me, this was the thing that finally needed to shake me up, you know, and in this experience, I think because I had worked so long in understanding myself and all of the roles that I play in my life and all of the versions that I show up in. And I had really done the work to fully understand myself and trust myself. I have opened up, you know, these channels to be able to receive the beautiful wisdom and the connection to spirit and to, you know, my brother in, you know, the spiritual realm. And so, you know, that looks different every day. And, you know, some days that's stronger than others. I have beautiful visions sometimes with him. He shows up in unique ways that are just like, hey, bro, in my dreams. You know, it's really, really fun to be able to play with him in that way and connect to his spirit in just a way that isn't, you know, limited. And I stay open to receive the guidance and the wisdom. And that happens because first I am connected to myself. I always come back to that.
Ooh, let's go deeper on that, what you just shared about you're connected with yourself. So there's people who are listening right now, watching right now, and they're wondering, like, what might that actually mean? How do I even start that? So Marcy, please share a little bit about how you support your clients in moving through that process.
So this is, you know, this isn't like a overnight, you know, magic
wand. Of course not.
So I will say that this is a constant journey, a constant exploration into, you know, the seat of your soul, into the truth of who you are. And it's a lot of fun, right? Like, it's a lot of fun to get to uncover all of who we are and reconnect with ourselves. And so a lot of the work that I do with my clients revolves around kind of a signature system, I guess, right? So it includes first the awareness, all right? This is a really important piece. And I know that a lot of people understand awareness on a high level. Mm. We go into the depths of awareness. So understanding how we show up in all ways, all versions of ourselves, all roles that we play in our stories, right? Mm. So really getting to know ourselves on that deep, deep level. And it's like, I mean, there are some moments I've had where I'm like, whoa, okay, that's crazy. I can't believe that that is why I show up this way in relationships or whatever it may be. So,
you know, I want to jam on that piece of because this is where in the awareness stage, we are opening up our blind spots because we all got them, right? And the whole purpose is to really unveil the blind spots so that we are completely opened and completely aware and completely aware, not just on a 3D level, but aware and tapped into our intuition.
Yes.
And understanding our patterns. Like, I really love what this stage is about. We can't heal or move forward on things that we aren't aware of.
Yeah, exactly. And when we go, so in the work that I do specifically, we work a lot with what's called subpersonalities, right? And so these are, you know, they're not bad. So it doesn't have like a negative connotation. These are the ways that we have learned to be in our experience, either that, you know, keep us safe and sheltered, protect us, or, you know, that we learned to show up in a certain way for whatever that life experience was that we're going through. And so, you know, we have all these versions of ourselves that are not bad. They simply limit us from our full experience, our full expression. And this is just one aspect. There's so much that goes into this awareness piece and connecting to yourself. But this is one that I love opening up because it honestly completely transformed my life when I realized these limited versions of myself. Now, once we have that awareness, it's kind of fun because when we start to show up from that limited version of ourselves, we can be like, oh, hey, I see you. I see you, people pleaser. And
well, that's what I was just going to ask. Can you give us a specific example? So the people pleaser, that's a good one. Cause I know that there will be people listening who are like, I got people pleaser. And I think we all do. I just recently was on a podcast guest speaking. And that was one of the topics, was how we look outside of ourselves to, for me, it was like really looking outside of myself for that. I was really disappointed because I didn't deliver what I had hoped in terms of my standards, my own standards of a talk to a community I was guest speaking on. And then on this other podcast, we were jamming about how disappointed I felt. And there was a part of me that wanted to please this host of the community.
Right. And it almost sounds a little bit too like, and I don't know if this is true for you, but for me, what this would sound like is a little bit of my not good enough personality. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So those are a couple examples. And really, honestly, it's unique to each individual. And each individual that I work with, they learn and uncover their own limited versions. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it might be like wallflower, who knows, like the names all are different because I don't give it. My clients really take my guidance and go inwards into themselves to uncover that information for them. And that's where the powerful transformations happen and why I love the coaching style that I use, because it's not about me giving the answers to you. It's not about me telling you what to do to live your life by design. It's about taking you inwards and guiding you to the places and supporting you so that you feel safe and held, so that you can uncover those beautiful parts for you and have those aha moments for yourself and learn how to trust and navigate your own inner world And that's a huge part of moving forward with confidence in your life.
That is so potent, Marcy, because it what you're doing is basically saying we are our own gurus, and I'm going to hold space for you to safely explore your own guru inside and all the beautiful parts of you, beautiful, messy parts of you. And it's all safe to do this. And it's all in a non-judgmental way. We just get to observe, because when we really witness those parts of us, then that gives those parts that perhaps don't serve and support us, I'll say anymore, even more freedom.
Yeah.
And it sort of relates with when I work more in the somatic way with my clients. It's a similar process with the Hikomi, where it's just like you get to go inside and just witness. And how I like to describe it is it's like nothing's good or bad, right? So these, we call them strategies, you know, that you've developed. It's like this life jacket you developed when you were five, let's say, and trying to wear this life jacket now as an adult isn't going to fit so much anymore. So it's time to like let go of that.
Yeah, exactly. I love that.
So yeah, it's powerful, because then we get to go, okay, what do we get to create now? And so what's the next step with your clients?
So once we have kind of explored this arena of deep awareness and connected to ourself, our soul, and opened up that space, we can then move into the alignment. Okay. So we can't align with our true self if we don't know her, right? We can't align with source and spirit if we don't know everything about her and what she wants and needs. And that's a huge portion, is what do I need in my life right now? What would be of most service and support to me? And how do I connect with that in a way that feels really good to me? So, you know, this was a huge part of my career shift, and where I chose to take a step back a little bit and really refocus on how I wanted to coach, how I wanted to lead, guide, and support, because I was out of alignment. And that's why I was feeling so disconnected from myself, from my business, from my life. I was completely out of alignment because it wasn't feeling good and true for me anymore. So in the alignment phase, we really work to kind of go into the depths of retuning into, rewriting what is important for you right now in this moment, what is true for you. And so a lot of that comes back to, I'm going to say it, deconditioning old beliefs that really weren't yours to begin with. This is a big part of the work and really eye-opening. It was one of the moments for me where I was like, oh yeah, that wasn't even my belief to begin with. So I don't need to live that way, right? Tying my success to money, for example, right? So we go into what is true for you right now in this moment. And then we connect the pieces. We connect the pieces of the puzzle so that we can, you know, keep this higher version of ourselves that we've grown into and take our power back in the alignment process.
So powerful. Let's go a little deeper with regards to, because I know there will be people listening who are like, okay, well, how do I know if I'm out of alignment? How do I know if I'm in alignment? How do I actually know? So What might that guidance feel like so that people understand if they're aligned?
If you wake up and you're not excited about anything in your day, and don't get me wrong, like you're going to have bad days. We all have them. Like we're humans, right? And we're in physical form. So we're not going to have, you know, perfect unicorn days every day and be excited to wake up. However, if you don't have something that sparks joy within you on a daily basis, you might be misaligned. If there's not one part of your day where there's like one little thing that you love or can find excitement in, you might be experiencing a little bit of misalignment. This is a big one right now because we're coming to that time where we are reaching the end of the year. We just closed out our last full moon of the year. And so we're really starting to close those chapters and then ready to open another chapter and, you know, rewrite those goals, reconnect with what it is that we want. And reflecting back on the previous months and years, this is important information for you if you're feeling a little bit confused. Did you do the thing you said you wanted to do? Have you taken action on your goals? You know, and so if there's a little bit of disconnection there, if you didn't, you know, go on the vacation you said you wanted to, if you didn't start that gym class you said you were going to, if you're not, you know, doing the 5 minutes of meditation in the morning like you said you wanted to, these types of things can be a good indicator that you might be disconnected and need to get back into realignment and reconnect with yourself and your soul and what's important to you, what your core values are.
I really love that, Marcy. And I imagine that we'll jam more about this after commercial, but the frame on when we set a goal, we commit to ourselves. And it's really about reevaluating, did we even follow through with our goals? And if not, I love this reframe. There's a disconnect there. So it's exploring what is that disconnect about, rather than beating yourself up. I'm just going to say that, people.
Yes.
And so we're going to unpack that a little bit more after commercial. I want to acknowledge Jennifer. Thank you so much, my love, for being here. Jennifer is on the live chat right now. And she's saying, I'm so grateful for you both doing this live video today. Absolutely, Jennifer. And if you have any questions, you can pop it in the chat. You know, those of you watching this on the replay, if you're here on YouTube or on my Facebook business page, Rosalind Fun Coaching, Bold Sexy Warrior, feel free to put your comments below this video and your questions, because Marcy and I can always come back and answer them. Yeah. All right. So we will be back from commercial. And we're going to unpack that gap a little bit when we are disconnected.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust, spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
Are you feeling maxed out working one-on-one with clients and you're deeply desiring to scale your business for more time freedom without sacrificing your income, but rather expanding it? Many of my clients who are lightworkers, healers, practitioners, and even coaches, they're often multi-modality, are coming to me because they are sick and tired of working with clients on a one-off session model where the clients are coming in on a as-need basis. Or if they're selling packages, they are selling them in the sense of buy five, get one free, or the greater the number of sessions, the greater the discount. The problem with this is it's still a dollar for hours business model. And so that leaves the practitioner feeling really exhausted and overwhelmed from having to put so much time, effort, and energy in finding new clients that they're not operating in their most elevated self with their current clients. And so if this is you, I would love to share with you that it's time to elevate your business and scale it to sell high ticket one-on-one programs or even group programs. This will allow you to have more deeper impacts because you're raising your clients' results, you're scaling your business, and you're having that time freedom you deeply are yearning for. If this is resonating with you, love, I'd love to invite you to come on a soul business alignment call with me so that you can stop feeling like you're on this roller coaster ride and start to feel safe and stable and even having fun in your business and your finances. Please go to electrifymybusiness.com to apply and we'll hop on a call. I can't wait to connect.
If I could be you, and you could be me for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back, love. So just before commercial, we were speaking about that sense of disconnect from the goals that we set for ourselves and how many of us self-sabotage. Everybody better be raising their hand because we're all human. That happens. And so I'd love to hear from you, Marcy, just how, you know, you help your clients really look at what is that disconnect about. Feel free to share a client examples, and even for yourself, you know, how, just so that people can really get it. How do you support them in understanding and seeing their disconnect? And then how do you support them in that connection piece?
Yeah, so this is huge. And you know, I wish there was another word for goals, because I feel like in our culture, goals has just been like crammed down our throats and is so hustle culture. And so I have worked for the last 9 years extensively with goal setting, right? SMART strategies, connecting to your why, all of the things. And what I found for myself and also for the women that I was coaching is that they were setting goals that weren't actually in that alignment with themselves. They were setting goals for, you know, what their mind was telling them that they thought they wanted, setting goals to impress someone else, right? To,
yeah, that's a huge one.
Huge, to achieve the thing that looks good on the outside, but isn't really what you want.
Can I just say, I used to, because of my Chinese background and culture, can you believe this? I almost became an engineer. And then I found out how much math needed to be part of this. I was like, hell no. And I was like, what do I really want? This was when I was in grade 12. But it was definitely, that decision was because of my culture, right? You're a doctor, you're an engineer, you're of a high status title, whatever that is. That's so not aligned with who I am. I can't even imagine if, what would have happened to me if I went down that path.
Oh my goodness. I can't, I just can't see it.
Me either.
So that's, I mean, that's a huge part of this, right? And why the connection back to yourself and really understanding who you are as a human, as a soul right now in this time is what is important for you. What actually matters to you? Let's shut off all of that outside noise. Let's kind of tune that mind back a little bit. And I work with psychological functions to help my clients be able to do this, to kind of turn off that monkey mind a little bit so that we can really connect to and feel into, what do you really want? Not does your mom or your, you know, partner want, or what does it look good on the outside? No, what do you want? And then we can actually start to connect to what your goals look like and what you want to achieve in, you know, the next months, years, days. And what's really important here too, and what I work a lot with, is disconnecting from the way you think that has to happen. Okay. So what our mind tells us, what our ego for that safety zone, what we feel like needs to happen in order for us to achieve that. When we allow ourselves to detach from the way that our goals are achieved or the outcome, we actually open up that space and that creativity and that magic zone to attract in what it is that we actually want. So in a way, there's a bit of a manifestation or a magnetization process here in this third stage of my system, which is taking action. And so this is all part of that taking bold action, like aligning with yourself, like, yes, this is what I want. This is what I'm going for. And I'm allowing it to happen for me. I'm open to receiving because I don't do the forcing anymore. I don't believe in forcing, pushing, doing things that don't feel good. And so we really need to be clear about what it is that we truly desire from a soul level.
Can we also then now celebrate you because you practice what you preach? Because let's paint the picture. Those of you who are listening and you're not familiar with Calgary, Alberta, which actually it was my birthplace. I don't know if you knew that, Marcy. Paint the picture of what Calgary is like, because I actually was raised in Edmonton. So I think you could paint a better picture. And then you are a walking, you're talk, right? With stripping away. And I love this, how much freedom happens when you just drop all the ego, all the shoulds, all the doing something for someone else, what other people think. And it's just like, what do I want? And you have created that for yourself. So please share with us, moving from Calgary to Mexico.
Yeah. In a matter of 2 weeks, guys. Like,
oh my gosh.
Yes.
No, I didn't realize it was that quick.
Yes, it was so fast. And so, let me paint the picture a little bit so that you can get the full, like, magnetized version of this and really understand what is possible for you too, because this is really important. If Roz and I are sitting here sharing what is possible for us, what we've been able to create, what our clients have been able to create, let that be a realization for you that it is possible for you too. All right. So I moved to Calgary from Montana. I'm originally from the US. I moved to Calgary as a young 23-year-old something after I was married. My ex-husband is from Calgary. And so, you know, I did the thing. I moved up there and it opened my experience of the world. I grew up in a really small town, you know, small community. And so moving to Canada in Calgary was a really beautiful opportunity for me to open my eyes to what's possible and to make that shift and that change and go through that process and have an understanding of what it looks like to live somewhere else. And so I lived in Calgary for 11 years. And about, I would say it's probably like 5 or 6 years ago now, I had a vision. And in this vision, I was living this like really beautiful, connected, simple life in the tropics, somewhere tropical. Mm-hmm. And in my mind at the time, I thought that was Hawaii because I love Hawaii and traveled there often. So I had this vision. And ever since that vision, I knew that I wanted to experience what it was like to live somewhere tropical because I've like lived in the mountains, grown up where it's freezing cold all year long. And I wanted to experience that. And so my life, you know, unfolded in the way that needed to happen. And for me to be able to experience all of the things and to connect to myself and my soul so that when an opportunity came up for me, I would be able to. And this is, again, let me just say, like, I didn't know all of this, right? Like, this was just happening. Okay. So, I wasn't aware that I was going to move to Mexico or move, you know, somewhere tropical. It was just kind of in my being that that was something that I'd like to do one day. Mm-hmm. I never thought it would be possible for me until my son was grown. He's 9 years old, he'll be 10. And because of my relationship and parenting agreement with my ex-husband, I am required to live within a 45-minute radius of where, you know, he is. And so, and vice versa. So I never thought it was going to be possible for me because, you know, my son is born in Calgary and so on and so forth. And so when the opportunity presented itself to me just over a year ago to make a sudden move, when my ex was like, hey, are you open for this? I was like, absolutely, 100%, let's do it, let's go. And in a matter of 2 weeks, I packed up all of my stuff, sold almost everything, didn't know what the process was going to be like to live in another country, didn't know how long I'd be there, where I'd live, and what it would look like. And I was 100% gung-ho, let's do it. Because, and here's the important part, I know myself and I am so confident in who I am and my abilities that I trust myself in any situation. And I know how important it was for me to live someday in this tropical dream. And here I am, 10 years sooner than I ever thought it would be possible, living my dream life in Mexico.
Marcy, I'm just in awe of you. I'm just like, wow, this is incredible. You absolutely have the deepest self-trust. Wow, like 2 weeks, don't even know what that actually looks like. What's it all going to pull? But what you know to be true is you can manage anything. You can handle anything when things are figure-outable is what I'm hearing. It's like that level of deep, deep, deep self-trust paired with confidence to take on the world. Girl, 2 weeks? Okay, I'm not even that brave. Like, oh my God, it took me like a year to process moving from Edmonton to Kelowna. So I am so impressed by this. And you know, speaking of self-trust, that was also when you came into my energy field. And so those of you who are watching, if you haven't seen my free masterclass, how to market your coaching biz and attract full body yes clients. This is literally the Marcy is literally the epitome of how this happens. So this example of our connection, Marcy, because normally what we do, I teach my clients, build your audience, you know, have a free masterclass, then sell on that masterclass, make your offer, and then you follow up. So there's certain strategies of follow up. Marcy was so much in self-trust. I remember you had just wanted to join my Facebook group. So I did my, you know, like, hello in the DMs. And then you're like, I just booked in the discovery call. I'm like, oh. And normally in my field, I find that most people need to build a little bit more like, you know, a trust factor, because in the coaching industry, you know, there's a lot of options. And so I didn't recognize you yet. So I'm like, I'm pretty sure we don't know each other yet. And you had already watched my masterclass. This is my love's listen. This is the power of getting yourself out there more bold and unapologetic with your visibility. And yes, that can take some time. And it's so beautiful that you came into my world, Marcy, and you were just like ready. Because I remember you were just about to sign up with another business coach and something fell off. So tell us a little bit about that process. Cause again, this really highlights your trust.
Yes. And so again, yes, like Roz is saying, this all comes back to knowing yourself and trusting and being able to feel into your intuition, which is something that I work with my clients as well, is really being able to hear yourself clearly and to be able to read your body, to read your feelings. Like, is this a yes? Is this a no? So I actually came across you from a testimonial on someone else's website.
Yeah, like, she was my funnels coach. Yes, and she's a good coach too.
And I don't even know her. I was just happened to follow upon her website and, you know, found your testimonial. And I was considering working with a couple different coaches because I really, truly, even as a coach and a guide myself, I believe in working with someone who can support you because we're always leveling up. We're always learning more and leveling up and going to that, you know, highest, you know, possible version of ourselves in this moment. And so I believe in working with support systems in whatever way feels good. And so for me, I was, you know, I have 9 years experience in, you know, the business world and in, you know, marketing and sales. And so while that was part of what I was looking for in launching, you know, my new soul-centered offerings, it was also the mindset blocks that were kind of coming up again, because as we step into that next iteration, more depth and more is going to come through that might, you know, want to keep you safe, right? It wants to keep you safe in that comfort zone of where you've built yourself into. So you're going to face some resistance. You're going to have those mindset blocks. You're going to have those sub-personalities coming up saying, you're not ready for this. You're not good enough. This isn't for you. So it's important to work with a coach. And so as I was experiencing these mindset blocks and really wanting to work through that part also, I stumbled across you, Roz, and it was a perfect pairing for me and what I needed with Soul Ascension Business Academy in pairing both, you know, the, and it was important for me to work with a coach who had the spiritual side because that's so important to me to connect with coaches, communities who tap into, you know, this, you know, extra sense that we all have and is very much a part of who we are. And you had all of that. So I jumped right in. It was like a 2-day process for me. Like,
it was so, you know, cool. I was like, more mercies, please, universe. Like, well, and thank you so much for sharing that love because it was, it's so beautiful to, and a testament to how much you trust yourself. That you didn't need a whole lot of time to make a decision. Like you already felt, you felt that in the masterclass you watch, and then you felt that on our connection exploration call. And then you're like, yep, it's hitting all the pieces, energetics, mindset, and business strategies and systems. So it's profound. And thank you also, I'm of the same mindset. This is why I'm like, more clients like Marcy, please universe, because I'm of the same mindset that for me, it's really important. I keep having coaches. And that's one of the questions I always ask my coaches or like the coaches I'm interviewing is, do you do your own work? And do you have coaches? What kind of coaches? Because I want to know that they believe in having support and that they have more to grow. I think it's really important that we don't stay stuck in that, oh, I know everything already. I don't need anybody else because that doesn't align with my values. This is about community. This is about asking for support. There is another level. And girl, I make it no secret, as you know, my content, that as I'm up-leveling up, my imposter syndrome comes up. I'm like, ah! So I just love what you're putting out there. I'm so proud of you, Marcy. I know for you, you've been a business and life coach for 9 years and experience and beyond. And so it's such an honor to serve and support you. And I love witnessing how you've really already, you've taken all the pieces that you knew and you've just like deepened it. You've shifted it with your signature program, which is what we all really dive deeper into creating in Soul Ascension Business Academy. And so for those of you who are tuning in and you're, I know in the audience, Jennifer's like, oh my gosh, this resonates so much. You know, as you're listening to Marcy, as you're listening to how she walks her clients through her signature programs and offerings, do connect with her. Like, this lady, first of all, her stories, I love your stories on Instagram. It lights my heart up to see you literally, like you can't fake the shit. You literally are living your dream life. You're literally on the beach every day. You're hanging out with your son. You're doing the things where it's just like, you are literally enjoyed. Like you can't make this stuff up. I'm so happy for you, Marcy. I'm so happy for you. And you do have a free workshop coming up as we're recording this on December 8th. Marcy has a free workshop in a couple days, December 10th. There will be a replay. Now, if you're watching this after December 10th, 2022, do reach out to Marcy because I know she's going to be having more offerings. You all know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Please tell us about your live free workshop.
So the workshop that's happening this week, actually, we just concluded our first part of the workshop, and you can actually receive the recording for that as well, because it's really important to go into the first step of, you know, achieving your life by design into introspection and really reflecting, before you move forward and rush forward into setting new goals, it's really important to go into those informational pieces of your past experiences and to look at what worked, what didn't. So you can receive the recording from that first part. And then Saturday, December 10th at 10 a.m. Central Time, we really move into the next steps, right? Going into the manifestations. And really what my clients love about me is like, I do a very grounded approach because we're having a spiritual experience in these physical human forms. And so I don't do like the woo-woo, you know, airy manifestation where it's like, put it out there and see what happens. No, we ground it and we take real action and to align with what is possible for you in the year to come. And so we'll be doing that workshop this Saturday at 10 a.m. Central. I will share the link that you can sign up for that and receive the recording as well. And I've got some really fun stuff coming up. So I will open up a free exploration call for anyone who would just like to see if working with me and my group programs or one-on-one is a good fit for you. I really believe in, you know, obviously connecting with your soul coach, the people who you're meant to work with. And I want to also say one more thing just about coaching programs, if we have time.
Yes, so please, please, please.
I feel so called and so inspired to consistently work in group coaching programs. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is something especially for the women that we're working with, guys too, but especially for women, we have so much to experience and take from our sisters that are in the groups mm-hmm. where we're leveling up. So I truly believe in the power of circle and the power of group coaching and transformation, because you are going to take so much from your coach, you know, the host of the program, whatever it is that you're taking part of. And the women that are showing up in those places that are doing the things that, you know, you want to do, they're going the places you want to go. Those are the people you want to surround yourself with. Those are the connections you want to make. And what happens there in those connections is extra bonus magic. You know, in our coaching program, I've already connected with, you know, three of the other women in your program. And had I said no to a group coaching program, I never would have met these women who are also helping me and changing my life, simply by knowing them and being in their presence.
Absolutely. I want to second that. The power, this is also why Marcy's my soulmate client, because again, same values, right? There's something so profound about being in community. And I know that sometimes people work one-on-one with me at first because they don't feel quite ready for community, and that's beautiful and perfect as it is. And when they move into community, it's almost like this integration that happens, and it happens in quantum leap. Oftentimes, it's not what I share as the coach, but it's what questions are being asked and the masterminding that happens, the gifts of each other's value in sharing. And that give and receive, and this alchemy of the group. And I always believe, I know you do too, Marcy, is we are all, our souls have all divinely guided us to be here in this cohort, in this group, in this time. Oftentimes when I'm in the records and I'm accessing the energy field of the group, I'm like, we've done this before, you know, in a past life, and we've been together before. And it's really cool to have that extra knowing on that level. And so I really encourage you, those of you who are like, I need to get into Marcy's world and I need to get on an exploration call, I want to check out this free workshop or upcoming workshops that she has, definitely please go and connect with her. Instagram, it's marcy.dunphy. You can check out the link in the show notes for booking a call with her, as well as the free live she's got going on. All right, my loves. So in our last couple minutes here, I want us to just really be activated in the possibilities, whatever you're receiving and whatever you're taking in, whatever is resonating with you right now. I'm going to just do a light language activation to support you in deepening your self-trust, in clearing anything that's in the way, that noise of you really moving into your next level of bold, unapologetic self-trust. So tuning into the frequency of your heart, tuning into frequency of your sacral, which is all about self-worth, trusting your gut. And here we go, breathing in. Activating self-trust, amplifying. Breathing in. And then as you exhale, as if your breath are roots of a tree, root it down into Mother Earth. It's feeling the energetic ripple effects of beginning to take yourself into deeper self-trust. Beautiful. May this stay with you. We'd love to hear your takeaways, my love. Please do DM Marcy, DM me at Bold Sexy Warrior, or the comments on YouTube, on this Facebook Live here. We love to have your feedback. If you enjoyed this, please do review this on YouTube as well as Apple iTunes. So appreciate it. Thank you so much, Marcy, for being here, love.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.